Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Amen.
Slava.
So how many of you were here last night?
Koľký z vás ste tu boli včera večer?
Okay.
Okay.
I was here too.
A ja som tu bol.
Hallelujah. So we had a good time in the Lord.
Mali sme dobrý čas v Pánovi.
But today is a new day.
Ale dnes je nový deň.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit would like to encourage you.
A Duch Svätý by vás rád pozbudil.
Strengthen you.
Posilnil.
Help you.
Pomohol.
Comfort you.
Utešil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's his ministry.
Pretože to je jeho služba.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, the kingdom of God,
viete, Božie kráľovstvo
consists of righteousness,
pozostáva zo spravodlivosti,
joy,
radosti,
and peace,
a pokoja.
Some churches you come to, they're not so joyful.
Do niektorých cirkví, keď vstúpiš, tak nie sú také radostné.
But the Lord is joyful.
Ale Pán je radostný.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And therefore we can be full of joy.
A preto my môžeme byť plní radosti.
And you might say, why should I be glad?
A povieš si, no ale prečo by som mal byť taký šťastný?
Because you're saved.
Pretože si spasený.
I mean, you're not on your way to hell.
Ty už viac nie si na svojej ceste do pekla.
But you're on your way to heaven.
Ty si na svojej ceste do neba.
I think there's a considerable difference between hell and heaven.
A myslím si, že je veľmi jasný rozdiel medzi nebom a peklom.
Okay, so we are on our way to heaven.
Takže sme na svojej ceste do neba.
Says, how can you be so sure?
Ako si môžeš byť taký istý?
Well, it depends on Jesus.
To závisí na Ježišovi. To závisí na Ježišovi.
The Bible says, if you have the Son, you have the life.
Ale Biblia hovorí, že ak máš Syna, tak máš aj život.
If you have Jesus, you have his life.
A ak máš Ježiša, tak máš jeho život.
And he has eternal life.
A on má večný život.
So,
takže
my future,
moja budúcnosť
is bright.
Je svetlá.
Because I shall spend eternity with God.
Pretože strávim svoju večnosť s Bohom.
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ will be saved.
Každý, kto verí v Ježiša Krista, bude zachránený.
Glory.
Sláva.
So if you're saved, you're happy.
Takže ak si zachránený, tak si šťastný.
You just need to think about heaven for 2 seconds and you will be full of joy.
Ak budeš nad nebom premýšľať čo len pár sekúnd, hneď budeš plný radosti.
That, because that's where you're going.
Pretože to je tam, kam mieríš.
And heaven,
a nebo,
is a wonderful place.
Je nádherné miesto.
I'm not thinking about streets of gold or gates of pearls and things like that.
Ja nemyslím ani tak na zlaté ulice a nejakú perlovú bránu.
I mean obviously God is rich, so we don't need to argue about that.
Boh je bohatý, o tom sa nemusíme vôbec dohadovať.
He has everything you need.
On má všetko, čo potrebuješ.
So we don't need to argue about that.
Nepotrebujeme nad týmto polemizovať.
I mean you will have your own mansion up there, not a small apartment.
Budeš tam mať jeden veľkú vilu. Nie nejakú malú garzonku.
So, we don't need to argue about that.
Takže nad týmto nemusíme vôbec uvažovať.
Okay?
Okay?
There's a lot of angels there.
Bude tam naozaj veľa takýchto krásnych víl.
Hallelujah.
Anielov, prepáčte.
Yeah. Angelo. So we don't need to argue about that.
Ani nad tým nemusíme vôbec sa zamýšľať.
I mean, all of that is wonderful.
To je všetko nádherné.
It's okay.
Je to v poriadku.
Your refrigerator up in heaven will always be full.
Tvoja chladnička v nebi bude vždycky plná.
Okay, so it will be nice in heaven.
Bude to tam krásne v nebi.
But the fantastic about heaven.
Ale tá úžasná, najúžasnejšia vec na nebi.
The extraordinary about heaven.
To úplne najnádhernejšie na nebi.
The most precious in heaven.
Tá najdrahšia vec na nebi.
Is that I can spend eternity with Jesus.
Je, že budem môcť stráviť celú večnosť s Ježišom.
Wow.
Oj, oj, oj.
Well, if every saved person is up there and want to spend time with Jesus, isn't that, do you have to stand in line?
No dobre, ale keď nás tam bude veľmi veľa, to budeme čakať v rade, aby sme sa porozprávali s ním?
I don't know.
Neviem.
God is God.
Boh je Boh.
For God everything is possible.
Pre Boha všetko je možné.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, sometimes we need to realize that heaven is more real than earth.
Niekedy si musíme uvedomiť, že nebo je viac reálnejšie ako zem.
Because what we see here came from that place.
Pretože to, čo vidíme tu na zemi, to vlastne pochádza odtiaľ.
So what is this earthly life?
Takže aký je tento pozemský život?
Preparation.
Príprava.
Preparation for heaven.
Príprava na nebo.
Amen.
Amen.
Most possibly as it is right now, we don't fit in heaven.
Najpravdepodobnejšie tak ako to teraz vyzerá, tak by to nezapadlo do neba.
But if we die, we will come up there.
Ale keď zomrieme, dostaneme sa tam.
So probably they put you to school.
Možno sa tam dostaneš do ťa tam dajú do nejakej školy.
I mean, go with me to Isaiah.
Poďte spolu so mnou do Izaiáša.
Chapter 6.
Izaiáš 6. kapitola.
Verse 1. Verš 1. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
Roku, ktorého zomrel král Uziáš, videl som pána sedieť na vysokom tróne a povznesenom, a podolok jeho rúcha naplňoval chrám.
Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
Serafíni stáli nad ním, každý mal šesť krídel, dvoma zakrýval svoju tvár, dvoma zakrýval svoje nohy a dvoma lietal.
And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
A volali jeden druhému a hovorili, svätý, svätý, svätý Hospodin zástupov, celá zem je plná jeho slávy.
And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke.
A pohli sa základy prahov od hlasu volajúceho a dom sa naplnil dymom.
I mean, this is very different from a quiet church where you just light a little candle.
Toto je veľmi rozdielna predstava od cirkvi, kde je nejaká utkvelá predstava, že tam je tichučko a nejaká sviečka tam horí.
Predstav
si to.
If people that have been used to quiet churches with small candles, if they come up to heaven, they will faint.
Ak ľudia, ktorí sú zvyknutí v cirkvách byť v takom tichom prostredí so svietnikmi, s malou sviečkou, sa dostanú do takéhoto prostredia v nebi, tak omdlejú tam.
Angels that are flying around.
Anjeli, ktorí budú lietať dookola.
And they cry out, holy, holy, holy.
A budú volať, svätý, svätý, svätý.
Holy,
holy, svätý.
And the train of his robe fills the temple.
A tá sláva naplní celý chrám.
And when they cry out, everything is shaken. The doorposts are shaken.
A keď budú volať, tak dokonca tie dvere sa budú triasť.
So they say, holy.
Takže keď povedia svätý, tak
Hallelujah. And smoke.
A ten dym.
Now that is not, you know, smoke from a fire.
To nie je dym z ohňa.
That's the glory cloud.
To je svätý oblak.
You see, the glory is tangible.
Vidíš, tá sláva je merateľná. Hmatateľná.
You see, when they dedicated the temple,
keď bol zasvecovaný chrám,
Solomon prayed,
Šalamún sa modlil,
fire from heaven devoured the sacrifice.
A aby tam prišla sláva Božia, ako oheň.
And the glory cloud filled the temple.
A tá sláva naplnila celý chrám.
So the priests couldn't stand even.
Takže tí kňazi ani nedokázali obstáť.
Because the glory was so strong.
Pretože tá sláva bola tak silná.
When Moses finished the tabernacle.
Keď Mojžiš dokončil ten stánok.
The glory of God came upon it.
Tak tá sláva prišla na ten stánok.
So not even Moses could stand there.
Ani Mojžiš sám nemohol obstáť.
Because it was too strong.
Pretože to bolo na ňo príliš silné.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, there are you know, a different side of God when you look into the Bible.
Sú také rôzne podoby, ako akým Boh sa prejavuje v Biblii.
That God reveals himself in a very, very strong way.
Boh zjavuje samého seba veľmi, veľmi silným spôsobom.
And we need to prepare to meet God.
A my sa potrebujeme pripraviť, aby sme sa mohli stretnúť s Bohom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, our life on earth,
preto náš život tu na zemi,
is really a preparation for heaven.
Je naozaj len príprava na nebo.
Amen.
Amen.
Even though I do not believe in the purgatory.
Hoci neverím v očistec,
there is a truth in it.
Je tu jedna pravda na tom,
because if a person comes to heaven,
pretože ak človek príde do neba,
not knowing anything,
a ak nevie vôbec nič,
in their soul they will be shocked.
Tak vo svojej duši bude z toho šokovaný.
So I think there has to be a transfer time in heaven.
Takže bude súčasťou neba akoby taký očistec.
Where you have to wash away all the earthly things.
Kde si budeš musieť zmyť zo seba všetky tie pozemské veci.
Because when you die,
pretože keď zomrieš,
your spirit and soul, they are linked together.
Tvoj duch a duša, oni sú spojené.
Because your body will be left here.
Pretože tvoje telo tu zostane.
That's physical.
To je fyzické telo.
But your soul and your spirit, they are in another dimension.
Ale tvoja duša a duch, oni sú v inej dimenzii.
And the Bible says you will receive a new body when you come up to heaven.
A Biblia hovorí, že ty dostaneš nové telo, keď prídeš do neba.
It's a non-physical body.
Nebude to fyzické telo.
It's a heavenly body.
Je to nebeské telo.
The same kind of body that Jesus had after the resurrection.
Bude to ten druh tela, ktorý Ježiš dostal po svojom skriesení.
And by that you can walk through doors.
A skrze také telo budeš môcť prechádzať aj dverami.
I mean, listen. Where do science fiction authors get their, you know, inspiration?
Odkiaľ berú námety písatelia science fiction?
They read the Bible.
Môžu si prečítať Bibliu.
All of the storytellers from the Brother Grimms.
Všetky príbehy bratov Grimmovcov.
H.C. Anderson.
Alebo Andersona.
All of them have stories that go back to the Bible.
Všetci z nich majú napísali príbehy, ktoré v podstate majú svoj základ v Biblii.
Because the archetypes are there.
Pretože tie vzory sú tu.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But for us it's reality.
Ale pre nás je to realita.
Think of this.
Premýšľaj nad týmto.
The Bible says,
Biblia hovorí,
when Jesus comes back,
že keď Ježiš sa vráti,
the second time,
druhý krát,
he's coming back, okay?
On sa vráti späť.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says that he will bring the saints with him. We will meet him in the sky.
Hovorí, že sa vráti spolu so svätými. My sa stretneme s ním v povetri.
You don't think that's fun?
Čo na to povieš si? Je to nejaký žart?
I think it's fun.
Ja si myslím, že to bude dobré.
Think of it.
Úsmevné. Premýšľaj nad tým.
Maybe you're afraid of heights.
A možno sa bojíš výšok?
I don't think you will think on that.
Nemyslím si, že vtedy budeš mať s tým problém.
Not that day.
V ten deň nie.
That day will be a glorious day.
Ten deň bude slávny deň.
Amen.
Amen.
That day will be wonderful.
Ten deň bude úplne nádherný.
The English Bible says we will meet him in the sky, but in another translation said we will meet him in the space.
Anglická Biblia hovorí, že sa s ním stretneme v oblakoch, ale iný preklad hovorí, že sa s ním stretneme na nejakom mieste. Vo vesmíre.
You never thought about this. I see that on your face.
Vidím, že toto ste nikdy nepočuli. Vidím to na vašich tvárach.
But it's a biblical reality.
To je biblická realita.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you here?
Ste tu?
Praise God.
Sláva Bohu.
We need to know God.
My potrebujeme poznať Boha.
We need to know what he has for us.
A potrebujeme vedieť, čo má pripravené pre nás.
We need to know his character.
Potrebujeme poznať jeho charakter.
We need to know him, of course.
Potrebujeme poznať jeho, samozrejme.
But we also need to know his plans.
Ale potrebujeme takisto poznať jeho plány.
What does he have in store for us?
Čo on pre nás všetko pripravil?
What has he planned?
Čo pripravil?
What can I expect?
Čo môžem očakávať?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says he has good thoughts for you.
Biblia hovorí, že má o tebe dobré myšlienky.
He has good plans for you.
Má dobré plány.
He has thoughts of peace.
Má o tebe myšlienky pokoja.
To give you a hope and a future.
Aby ti dal nádej a šťastnú budúcnosť.
That's pretty good.
To je naozaj dobré.
To je naozaj dobré.
Naozaj dobré.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Boh je dobrý Boh.
You just missed the golden opportunity to say amen.
Teraz si prepásol zlatú príležitosť, aby si povedal amen.
So God is a good God.
Boh je dobrý Boh.
Ah, now I'm in a church. Hallelujah.
Teraz vidím, že ste naozaj cirkev.
God is a good God.
Boh je dobrý Boh.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when you receive Jesus,
pretože keď si prijal Ježiša,
you're not receiving a boring person.
Ty si neprijal nejakú nudnú osobu.
Have you seen Jesus bored?
Videl si Ježiša takého unudeného?
Come on, be honest.
No, úprimne, naozaj.
When you read about him in the Gospels.
Keď čítaš evanjelia, Bibliu.
Does he have a boring life?
Mal on taký nudný život?
No.
Nie.
It's always an adventure.
Vždycky tam je nejaké dobrodružstvo.
Come on guys, let's cross over.
No poďte chlapi, ideme prejsť na druhú stranu.
Okay, we go business class with Jesus.
Áno, cestujeme v biznisovej triede s Ježišom.
In the middle of this the lake, there's a huge storm coming.
A zrazu uprostred toho, ako sú v jazere, na jazere, tak prichádza veľká búrka.
And Jesus is sleeping.
A Ježiš tam spí.
Is Jesus sleeping?
Ježiš tam spí?
When Jesus came down to Samaria,
keď sa Ježiš vrátil do Samárie,
he was tired.
Zo Samárie bol unavený.
He was hungry.
Bol hladný.
And in the boat he fell asleep.
A na lodi zaspal.
Talking about being a relaxed person.
Hovoríme teraz o človeku, ktorý bol naozaj unavený.
Confident?
A bol zároveň uspokojený.
Safe?
A poskytoval bezpečie.
Very secure?
Bol mal istoty.
So he fell asleep.
Ale zaspal.
And in the middle of the storm, they have to wake him up.
A uprostred tej búrky oni ho museli zobudiť.
Talking about sleeping well.
A hovoríme o tom, že sa mu dobre spalo.
Or either you're very tired.
Bol naozaj predtým veľmi unavený.
Okay?
Okay.
So they wake him up.
Takže ho zobudili.
So he kind of opened up his eyes.
Otvoril svoje oči.
Says, shh, be quiet.
Povedal, buďte ticho. A povedal, stichni tej búrke.
From a storm to dead quiet.
Z obrovskej búrky zrazu bolo úplne ticho.
Isn't that amazing?
Nie je to úžasné?
You see, these guys that were in the boat,
títo chlapi, ktorí boli na lodi,
they were fishermen.
Oni boli rybári.
Some could swim.
Niektorí dokázali plávať.
But I don't think Matthew could swim.
Ale nemyslím si, že napríklad Matúš zvládol plávať.
He was a tax collector.
Pretože on bol vyberač daní.
The other guy, he was a terrorist.
A ďalší z tých bol terorista.
He belonged to the knife men.
On patril k tým, ktorí používali nože.
So he was always carrying a knife hidden somewhere.
Mal niekde vzadu ešte nožík.
And you had different kinds of people.
Mal tam rôznych rôzne druhy ľudí.
Judas was a thief.
Judáš ten bol zase zlodej.
Okay, so you had A whole spectrum of people.
Mal celé spektrum ľudí.
Okay?
Okay.
But they were not prepared for the storm.
Ale neboli pripravení na búrku.
But Jesus, you know, they were soaking wet.
Ale boli celkom spotení, mokrí.
Because the waves just flashed in into the boat.
Pretože tie vlny sa prevalovali do lode.
The boat was rocking.
A tá loď sa hompálala.
The wind was, you know, fearful.
A ten vietor proste bol strašný.
And from that to Jesus said, shh, be quiet.
A z toho všetkého prichádza Ježišové slova, stichni.
Everything is just bam.
A všetko razom prestalo.
No wind, no storm, the waves
just. Žiadne vietor, žiadna výchrica.
Cooling down.
Žiadne vlny. Všetko sa upokojilo.
Could you imagine?
Dokážeš si to predstaviť?
Who is this man?
Kto je tento muž?
And now finally they come ashore.
A zrazu prídu na breh.
And they walk on the beach.
A prechádzajú tam po pláži.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, vďaka, vďaka.
And then all of a sudden there comes
a madman. Prichádza zlý muž.
With change and all naked.
Ktorý je takmer nahý a chodí tam.
Just recently they had 250 pulse.
Doteraz mali puls 250.
Because they were about to drown.
Pretože takmer sa potopili.
Now they're so grateful, still the heart is beating.
Teraz sú konečne zachránili a to srdce im ešte stále tlčie.
But then comes this madman.
A zrazu prichádza proste zlý človek.
They all line up behind Jesus.
A všetci sa skovajú za Ježiša.
You see, 12 men.
12 mužov.
Walking with Jesus is an adventure.
Chodiť s Ježišom znamená dobrodružstvo.
You never know what you will meet.
Úplne celkom nevieš, čo sa stane. Koho stretneš?
They were constantly asking, what would Jesus do now?
Neustále mali otázky, čo teraz Ježiš urobí?
So they had their wrist bands.
Takže mali tam ten taký náramok.
So what would Jesus do?
Čo urobí Ježiš?
Jesus had his own.
Ježiš mal taký vlastný.
What would I do?
Čo ja urobím?
No.
Nie, to je.
Cuz he knew what he was going.
Pretože on vedel, čo urobí.
He knew what he was heading.
On vie, čomu bude čeliť, čo je pred ním.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Sláva.
Following Jesus is an adventure.
Nasledovať Ježiša je dobrodružstvo.
When you follow him,
keď ho nasleduješ,
he will teach you.
On ťa bude učiť.
He will guide you.
On ťa bude viesť.
He will take you places where you shouldn't have, you know, you couldn't have gone to.
On ťa dovedie na miesta, na ktoré by si sa sám inak nedostal.
You see, God is a good God.
Vidíte, Boh je dobrý Boh.
And he will answer the prayer of your heart.
A on zodpovie modlitby tvojho srdca.
You see, God loves to satisfy the longing of your heart.
Boh rád naplňuje, uspokojuje túžby tvojho srdca.
The only thing you need to do is to believe him.
Jediná vec, ktorú potrebuješ, je veriť mu.
That's not too hard.
To nie je tak ťažké.
Is it?
Je?
Okay.
Okay.
It's not too hard to believe God.
Nie je to tak ťažké veriť Bohu?
I mean, if you know him,
ak ho poznáš,
if you know that he's a good God,
ak vieš, že on je dobrý Boh,
if you know that he's always, you know, there for you,
ak vieš, že on je tam vždycky pripravený pre teba,
care for you,
stará sa o teba,
help you,
pomáha ti,
comfort you,
potešuje ťa,
strengthen you,
posilňuje ťa,
give you good gifts,
dáva ti dobré veci.
If you know that,
ak to vieš,
there's no problem believing him,
tak potom nie je problém, aby si mu veril.
Because you know he's good.
Pretože vieš, že on je dobrý.
Only good.
Že je len dobrý.
That's why we preached like we did yesterday.
Preto kážeme tým spôsobom, ako sme kázali včera.
We have to get into our heart and mind.
Musíme dostať do našeho srdca a do našej mysle.
That God is a good God.
Že Boh je dobrý Boh.
Period.
Bodka.
Don't leave room for any other thought.
Nenechaj žiadne miesto nejakému inému názoru.
God is not a God that punishes.
Boh nie je ten, ktorý by trestal.
God is long suffering.
Boh je, ktorý je dlho zhovievajúci.
He's patient.
On je trpezlivý.
He waits.
On čaká.
And because of his goodness,
a kvôli jeho dobrote,
we repent.
My činíme pokánie.
Not because we are afraid of him.
Nie preto, že sa ho bojíme,
but because we meet him.
Ale pretože ho stretáme.
Now listen to me.
Počúvajte ma.
When people met Jesus,
keď ľudia stretli Ježiša,
you can read about it in the Gospels.
Môžeš o tom čítať v evanjeliách.
What was the most common reaction?
Aká bola ich najobvyklejšia reakcia?
Do we have any suggestions?
Máte nejaký návrh?
What was the most common behavior?
Aký bol najobvyklejší postoj?
When people met Jesus.
Keď ľudia stretli Ježiša.
They fell down and worshiped him.
Oni padli pred ním a uctievali ho.
Why?
Prečo?
Because when you look into the eyes of Jesus.
Pretože keď sa pozreli do očí Ježiša.
What do you see?
Čo videli?
A couple of brown Jewish eyes?
Také tmavo hnedé židovské oči?
Yeah, of course.
Áno, samozrejme.
Dark hair?
Tmavé vlasy?
Curly hair?
Kučeravé vlasy?
Beard?
Bradu?
A Jew?
Žida.
Okay?
Áno.
Salvation comes from the Jews.
Spasenie prichádza zo Židov.
Okay? But when you looked into his eyes,
ale keď si sa pozrel priamo do jeho očí,
what did you see?
Čo si videl?
Well, God is love.
Boh je láska.
God is a consuming fire.
Boh je spalujúci oheň.
God is spirit.
Boh je duch.
God is faithful.
Boh je verný.
Amen.
Amen.
So when people looked into the eyes of Jesus,
takže ľudia keď sa pozreli do očí Ježiša,
they saw a bottomless well of love.
Tak uvideli jednu hlbokánsku studňu lásky.
And out of
studňu, ktorá nemá dno.
Yes, that's the correct version. Out of his eyes came mercy and grace.
Z jeho očí vychádzalo milosrdenstvo a milosť.
If you look into such eyes,
a keď sa pozrieš do takýchto očí,
something will happen to you.
Niečo sa ti stane.
Amen.
Amen.
When you meet that kind of attitude,
keď sa stretneš s takýmto postojom,
when you know if God is love,
ak Boh je láska,
and Jesus is God,
ak Ježiš je Boh,
and God is standing right before you,
ak Boh stojí priamo pred tebou,
and you're looking into the eyes of God,
a ty sa pozeráš do Božích očí,
what are you meeting?
Čo stretáš?
Because when you look a person into their eye,
pretože keď sa pozeráš človeku do očí,
you see something.
Tak vidíš niečo.
You see them.
Vidíš jeho.
You see their personality.
Vidíš jeho osobnosť.
You see who they are.
Vidíš, aký je.
The eyes tells you so much.
Oči prezrádzajú tak veľa.
Because they are the windows of the soul.
Pretože oni sú zrkadlo duše. Oknami duše.
So if you look into the eyes of Jesus.
Takže keď sa pozeráš na do očí Ježiša,
you'll drown in love.
Tak si ponorený do lásky.
Can you understand why people would fall down on their knees?
Teraz už dokážeš pochopiť, prečo ľudia padli na svoje kolená
and ask for mercy.
A prosili o milosrdenstvo.
Because they intuitively felt the love of him.
Pretože okamžite pocítili lásku od neho.
It just poured out of him.
Jednoducho to z neho sršalo.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's imperative.
Takže je to
it's absolutely necessary.
Je to absolútne nevyhnutné,
that you and I,
aby ty a ja,
look into the eyes of Jesus.
Sme hľadeli do očí Ježíša.
From time to time.
Z času na čas.
Amen.
Amen.
Because otherwise it's hard to understand the teachings of Jesus.
Inak je potom ťažké porozumieť vyučovaniu Ježiša.
You have to see him as he is.
Musíš ho vidieť takého, aký je.
That he is not boring,
že nie je nudný,
but is full of compassion.
Ale je plný zľutovania.
He is full of zeal.
Je plný horlivosti.
He's full of strength.
Je plný sily.
And he have adventurous plans.
A má dobrodružné plány.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're not really sure.
A ty si naozaj nie istý.
But on the other hand, you're very secure.
Ale na druhej strane si veľmi bezpečný.
But whenever he leads you,
ale kedykoľvek ťa vedie,
you'll know it's exciting.
Ty vieš, že to je vzrušujúce.
You'll know it will become an adventure.
Vieš, že z toho povstane nejaké dobrodružstvo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, go with me to the book of Revelation.
Poďte spolu so mnou do knihy Zjavenia.
The first chapter.
Zjavenie, prvá kapitola.
In verse 9,
vo verši 9,
it says, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Ja, Ján, i váš brat, i spoluúčastník v súžení, i v kráľovstve, i v trpezlivosti Ježiša Krista, bol som na ostrove, ktorý sa volá Patmos, pre slovo Božie a pre svedectvo Ježiša Krista.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, on Sunday.
Bol som v duchu v deň pánov, v nedeľu.
And I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
A počul som za sebou veľký hlas ako hlas trúby.
Saying, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega.
Ktorý hovoril, ja som Alpha, ja som i Omega.
The first and the last.
Prvý aj posledný.
What you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia.
A čo vidíš, píš do knihy a pošli siedmým zborom, ktoré sú v Ázii.
And then he turned around and he see one like the Son of Man. He's standing there. And he was clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band.
A potom verš 13, verš 12, obrátil som sa, aby som videl hlas. A potom verš 13, prostredku medzi siedmimi siedníkmi som videl podobného synovi človeka, oblečeného v dlhom rúchu až po nohy a prepásaného na prsiach zlatým pásom.
His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire.
Jeho hlava a jeho vlasy boli biele ako biela vlna, ako sneh, a jeho oči boli ako plameň ohňa.
His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
A jeho nohy boli podobné mosadzi, ako rozžeravené v peci, a jeho hlas bol ako hlas mnohých vôd.
He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength.
A vo svojej pravej ruke mal sedem hviezd a z jeho úst vychádzal ostrý dvojsečný meč a jeho tvár bola ako slnko, keď svieti vo svojej moci.
That's my Jesus.
To je môj Ježiš.
That's my Jesus.
To je môj Ježiš.
That's my Jesus.
To je môj Ježiš.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, he left the earth.
Vidíte, on opustil zem.
Went back to the Father.
Vrátil sa naspäť k Otcovi.
After he'd been resurrected from the dead.
Potom, ako bol vzkriesený z mŕtvych.
He returned to the Father with his own blood.
Vrátil sa Otcovi so svojou vlastnou krvou.
Carried that blood into the Holy of Holies in heaven.
A priniesol túto krv do svätine svätýň, ktorá je v nebi.
Sprinkled the blood on everything inside of the throne room.
A rozlial, polial tou krvou všetko, čo tam bolo v tej trónnej miestnosti.
And that blood speaks today.
A táto krv hovorí aj dnes.
Because everyone that believes in Jesus Christ will be saved.
Pretože každý, kto verí v Ježiša Krista, bude zachránený.
Because of the blood.
Kvôli tej krvi.
That cleanses us from all sin.
Tá nás očisťuje od každého hriechu.
That blood speaks of forgiveness today.
Tá krv hovorí o odpustení dnes.
Because the blood was the price paid for humanity's sin.
Pretože tá krv bola zaplatená za cenu hriechu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing stronger than the blood of Jesus.
Nie je nič silnejšieho ako krv Ježiša.
By that blood every man, every woman is cleansed from his or her sins.
Tou krvou každý človek, každý muž alebo žena je očistený od svojich
hriechov. And that blood is an intercessor today.
A tá krv sa prihovára.
Because the blood speaks.
Pretože tá krv hovorí.
And it speaks of better things.
Hovorí o lepšej veci.
It speaks of grace.
Hovorí o milosti.
And it speaks of mercy.
Hovorí o milosrdenstve.
Everyone who comes to God through Jesus.
A každý, kto prichádza k Bohu skrze Ježiša,
will be saved.
Bude zachránený.
Because Hebrews 7:25 says.
Pretože Židom 7:25 hovorí,
that Jesus is fully able to save those that come to God through him.
Že Ježiš je schopný dokonale spasiť tých, ktorí prichádzajú k Bohu skrze neho.
Because the price is paid.
Pretože tá cena bola zaplatená.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord
Každý,
shall be saved.
Každý, kto bude vzývať meno Pánovo, bude spasený.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is because of the blood.
A to je kvôli tej krvi.
So that blood is in heaven right now.
Takže tá krv je v nebi teraz.
Speaking constantly of mercy and grace.
A neustále hovorí o milosrdenstve a milosti.
Constantly mercy and grace.
Neustále hovorí o milosrdenstve.
Every second of every minute of every hour of every day.
Každú sekundu, minútu, hodinu a deň.
Every week, every month, every year.
Každý týždeň, každý mesiac, každý rok.
Until eternity.
Až celú večnosť.
That blood will speak of grace and mercy.
Tá krv bude hovoriť o milosrdenstve a milosti.
That's why people can be saved today.
Preto môžu byť ľudia dnes zachránení.
That's why Christians that are born again can be forgiven today.
Preto aj kresťania, ktorí sú znovu narodení, môže im byť odpustené.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you see, when he sat down on the right hand of the Father.
Keď on sa posadil po pravici Božej.
After that he had purchased us.
Tak potom
he bought us.
Potom on nás takto vykúpil.
After he had done the purging of sins.
Potom ako uskutočnil toto očistenie hriechov,
he sat down at the right hand of the Father.
Tak sa posadil po pravici Otcovej.
And this is how he looks right now.
A toto je ako vyzerá dnes.
He's not on the cross anymore.
Nie je už viac na kríži.
He's not in the grave.
Nie je ani v hrobe.
He's not an earthly man as we knew him.
Nie už pozemský muž, ako sme ho poznali.
Because Paul is saying in Romans 5.
Pretože Pavol hovorí v Rímanom.
No, in 2 Corinthians 5.
V 2. Korintianom 5.
That even if we knew him in the flesh.
Že aj keď sme ho poznali podľa tela.
We do not know him like that anymore.
Už viac ho tak neznáme.
We know him in the spirit.
Poznáme ho v duchu.
This is the spiritual picture that I just read to you.
Toto je ten správny duchovný obraz, ktorý sme práve čítali.
His face is shining like the sun.
Jeho tvár žiari ako slnko.
His hair is like white wool.
A jeho vlasy sú ako biela vlna.
His eyes are flaming fire.
Jeho oči sú ako oheň spalujúci.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's my Jesus.
To je môj Ježiš.
That's my Jesus.
To je môj Ježiš.
Full of power.
Plný moci.
Full of authority.
Plný autority.
It said about him that all power is given unto him.
Je napísané, že všetká moc, autorita mu bola daná.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
So I need to know the lamb, but I also need to know the lion.
Takže potrebujem ho poznať ako baránka a potrebujem ho poznať ako lva.
Amen.
Amen.
I need to know the love.
Potrebujem porozumieť láske.
But I also need to know that he's a king.
Ale takisto potrebujem porozumieť tomu, že on je král.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's both of those images to me.
Obidva tieto obrazy sú pre mňa pravdivé.
But he's the same Lord.
Ale je to ten istý pán.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, God can turn down the glory.
Viete, Boh môže zoslabiť svoju slávu.
And he can increase the glory.
A jeho sláva naopak môže aj rásť.
He went up to the mountain with three disciples.
On vyšiel na tú horu premenenia s troma učeníkmi.
All of a sudden he was changed.
A zrazu v okamihu bol premenený.
Says that his robe was white and glistening.
Je napísané, že jeho rúcho bolo biele, skvejúce sa.
And the glory cloud came and just covered the mountain.
A zatvonil ich oblak slávy.
Out of the cloud came a voice.
A z toho oblaku zaznel hlas.
This is my son.
Toto je môj milovaný syn.
In whom I am well pleased.
V ktorom mám zalúbenie.
And then God said.
A potom Boh povedal.
Listen to him.
Počúvajte ho.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
It was just a foretaste of his glory.
Tam bola len taká ochutnávka jeho slávy.
The one that we read about here.
O tom, čo čítame tu.
But you see, when God visited Moses,
keď Boh navštívil Mojžiša,
he turned down the glory.
Tak tá sláva zostúpila.
So that Moses could stand in the glory.
Tá sláva sa zoslábila, aby Mojžiš mohol obstáť.
But you know, when he came down on the mountain,
ale keď zišiel dole z kopca, keď prišiel na horu,
he came down in full glory.
Tak Boh prišiel v plnej sláve.
It was thunder.
Bol tam to hromobitie.
It was lightning.
A bolo tam svetlo.
It was fire.
Prišiel tam blesky a oheň.
It was earthquake.
Prišlo zemetrasenie.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not serving a small god.
My neslúžime nejakému malému bohu.
We're not serving a weak god.
My neslúžime slabému bohu.
We're serving a strong god.
My slúžime silnému
a bohu. A god full of glory.
Boh, ktorý je plný slávy.
Full of strength.
Plný sily.
That can part the Red Sea.
Ktorý dokáže rozdeliť Červené more.
Raise the dead.
Ktorý dokáže kriesiť
mŕtvych. Heal the sick.
Uzdravovať chorých.
Give sight to the blind.
Ktorý dokáže dať zrak slepým.
Give the hearing back to the deaf.
A dať sluch tým, ktorí sú hluchí.
And the speech back to the dumb.
A dať reč tým, ktorí sú nemí.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
I will never forget that gypsy girl here in Bratislava that was just delivered from deafness and dumbness.
Nikdy nezabudnem na jednu Rómku, ktorá bola raz uzdravená tunak z hluchoty a nemoty v Bratislave.
In the sport hall.
V tej športovej hale.
We prayed for her.
Modlili sme sa za ňu.
She was delivered.
A bola oslobodená.
She was healed.
Bola uzdravená.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Bohu nech patrí sláva.
Because God is a good God.
Pretože Boh je dobrý Boh.
Because God is a strong God.
Boh je silný Boh.
He has all power.
On má všetku
in
moc.
Heaven.
Na nebi
and on earth.
A na zemi.
So, we need to know him.
Potrebujeme ho poznať.
We need to know him through Jesus.
Potrebujeme ho poznať skrze Ježiša.
Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus,
pretože Ježiš
is a perfect picture of God.
Je dokonalým obrazom Boha.
And he can teach us.
A on nás môže naučiť,
who he is.
Kto on je.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's go to Matthew 7.
Tak poďme do Matúša 7. kapitoly.
Matthew 7.
Matúš 7. kapitola.
Matthew 7, verse 7.
Matúš 7, verš 7.
It says, ask and it will be given to you.
Hovorí sa tam, proste a bude vám dané.
Seek and you will find.
Hľadajte a nájdete.
Knock and it will be open to you.
Klepte a otvorí sa vám.
Now this is a very good description of how you seek a job.
Toto je veľmi dobrý popis, ako môžeš nájsť prácu.
First you ask, you pray to God.
Najskôr sa modlíš.
Then you seek the job.
Potom hľadáš prácu.
When you find the job, you go there and knock at the door.
A keď ju nájdeš, tak potom klopeš.
And it will be open to you.
A bude ti otvorené.
Now listen to me.
Nepočúvajte ma.
If you believe in this,
ak veríš tomuto,
and just follow the instruction,
ale nasleduješ tie inštrukcie,
you will have a job.
Budeš mať prácu.
Cannot be that simple.
To nemôže byť také jednoduché.
Why not?
Prečo nie?
Why would it be more complicated?
Prečo by to malo byť viac komplikované?
Give me a good reason.
Dajte mi dobrý dôvod na to.
Why it would be more complicated?
Prečo by to malo byť o mnoho komplikovanejšie?
Any?
Je nejaký?
No, it's simple.
Nie, je to jednoduché.
Keep it simple.
Nechaj to jednoduché.
Paul says.
Pavol povedal.
Lest Satan should trick you and draw you away from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus.
Bojím sa, aby vás diabol neodviedol od tej jednoduchosti a prostote, ktorá je v Kristovi.
There is a simplicity in our Christian life.
Je taká jednoduchosť, prostota v našom kresťanskom živote.
I mean, usually you just have, you know, one pair of pants on you.
Väčšinou máš iba jedny nohavice na sebe.
And you put them on in the same way. First one leg and then the other.
A robíš to neustále takisto. Dáš si najskôr jednu nohu a potom druhú nohu. Keď si ich obliekaš.
Right?
Je to tak?
It's like walking.
Je to ako chodenie.
You put one foot before the other.
Najskôr dáš jednu nohu na zem.
And then the next follow.
A potom ide druhá.
And that is called walking.
A to sa nazýva chodenie.
It's simple.
Je to jednoduché.
Christian life should be simple.
Kresťanský život by mal byť jednoduchý.
And the same principle goes for this.
A ten istý princíp platí aj pre toto.
Ask and it will be given to you.
Proste a bude vám dané.
Seek and you will find.
Hľadajte a nájdete.
Knock and it will be opened to you.
Klopte a otvorí sa vám.
Now if someone is not understanding this,
ak niekto tomuto ešte nerozumie,
Jesus is explaining the verse 7 in verse 8.
Ježiš vysvetľuje verš 7 vo verši 8.
Because it says for everyone who asks receives and he who seeks finds and to him who knocks it will be opened.
Lebo každý kto prosí berie, kto hľadá nachádza a tomu kto klepe sa otvorí.
So, you have the explanation in verse 8.
Takže vo verši 8 máš vysvetlenie.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so if you don't understand verse 7, just read verse 8.
Takže ak nerozumieš veršu 7, prečítaj si verš 8.
Yeah. So,
a potom?
By this we know that keep it simple.
Takže z tohto vidíme, treba to nechať jednoduché.
Or if you don't understand the simplicity,
a ak nerozumieš tej jednoduchosti,
Jesus goes on explaining.
Ježiš pokračuje ďalej a vysvetľuje to ešte viac.
So he says, or what man is there among you who if his son asks for bread will give him a stone?
Alebo kto z vás je človek, ktorý keby ho jeho syn prosil o chlieb, by mu dal kameň.
Now, let's take that as an example.
Poďme to zobrať ako príklad.
Let's take Pastor Peter's little son Michael.
Poďme zobrať syna pastora Petra, malého Miška.
When he's hungry,
keď on je hladný,
he might not have the language to tell I'm hungry.
Ešte nemá vyvinutý jazyk, aby povedal, že som hladný.
So he becomes irritated.
Takže začína byť taký podráždený.
Becomes, you know, frustrated.
Začína byť trošku frustrovaný.
So he cries out.
A začne kričať.
And as a parent,
a ty ako rodič,
we understand he's hungry.
Rozumieš tomu, že je hladný.
Children do not understand abstract language.
Deti nerozumejú abstraktnej reči.
So that I would take a, you know, a precious stone.
Takže kebyže som zobral nejaký krásny drahokam, vzácny drahokam.
And tell the little child that, oh, now you see, my little son, this stone is very precious.
A keby si mu vysvetloval, tento kameň je veľmi, veľmi vzácny.
Now for this you can not only buy a piece of bread, you can buy the whole factory.
Za tento drahokam by si si nemusel kúpiť iba jeden chlieb, ale celú továreň.
So if you're patient,
ak budeš trpezlivý,
we will have bread.
Budeme mať chlieb.
A child doesn't understand that.
Nie, dieťa tomu to nerozumie.
I mean, if you have a child, you go to the grocery store.
Ak máš dieťa, tak a ideš s ním do potravín.
And usually you have this place where they have all the candies.
A potom sú tam tie miesto, kde sú všetky cukríky.
And the child, oh!
A deti začnú kričať, toto! Say,
no.
A ty povieš, nie, nie.
And the child starts to cry.
A dieťa začne kričať.
Do everything.
Robiť scény.
To get.
A robiť všetko preto, aby to získal. To, čo chce.
But you don't sit down and say, now you see my son.
A ty nemôžeš povedať, no tak teraz vidíš môj
synu. Candy is not good for the teeth.
Cukríky nie sú dobré na zuby.
It will develop caries.
To vytvorí potom tie kazy.
And that will eat your teeth, you know.
A to zje tvoje zuby.
And as a good parent,
a ako dobrý
rodič, I don't want you to have holes in your teeth.
Nechcem, aby si mal diery v zuboch.
Do you think the child would care less?
Rozumieš tomu, že to dieťa sa o toto nebude zaujímať?
Children do not understand abstract things.
Deti nerozumejú až tak abstraktné reči.
Okay. God knew that.
Boh to vedel.
So he said, ask and it will be given.
Tak povedal jednoducho, proste a bude vám dané.
Even children know that.
Dokonca aj deti tomu môžu porozumieť.
That's what Jesus is telling us a parable.
Preto to Ježiš hovorí ako podobenstvo.
From real life.
Z ozajstného života.
Who among you would give your child a stone when they ask for bread?
Kto z vás by dal svojim deťom kameň, keď ho prosí o chleba?
No one will do that because there's a frustration in the child.
Nikto by to neurobil, pretože to dieťa je frustrované.
Right?
Je to tak?
Okay, let's go on.
Pokračujeme.
Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent?
Alebo aj keby ho prosil o rybu, či mu azda podá hada?
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
Ak teda vy, súd zlý, viete dávať svojim deťom dobré dary, o čo skôr dá váš Otec, ktorý je v nebesiach, dobré veci tým, ktorí ho prosia.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Dovolte, aby som sa vás pýtal toto.
What are good things?
Aké sú tie dobré veci?
Is sickness a good thing?
Je choroba dobrá vec?
Is poverty a good thing?
Je chudoba dobrá vec?
Is a curse a good thing?
Je prekliatie dobrá vec?
Broken leg, is that a good thing?
Je zlomená ruka dobrá vec?
Headache, is that a good thing?
Bolesti hlavy sú dobrá vec?
Stomach ache,
keď ťa bolí brucho, to je dobrá vec?
Crashing the car,
keď sa nabúráš autom, to je dobrá vec?
Falling down a stair,
keď sa zosypeš zo schodov?
Hello.
Hello.
We all know what good things are, right?
My všetci dobre rozumieme, ktoré sú dobré veci.
And it can vary from person to person.
A to môže byť rôzne pre každého z nás.
Somebody want to have a bicycle.
Niekto napríklad môže chcieť mať bicykel.
Somebody want to have a laptop.
A niekto zase chce mať laptop.
Somebody wants a car.
Niekto chce auto.
Somebody wants a wife.
A niekto zase chce túži po manželke.
It can vary, right?
Môže to byť variabilné.
Or maybe a husband.
Alebo niekto zase túži po manželovi.
Okay, now is equal. Okay.
Teraz už sme vyrovnaní.
Right?
Je to tak?
So a person himself.
Takže ten človek, tá osoba sám
knows what the good thing is.
Vie, čo je dobré.
Amen.
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 Now, it says here.
Hovorí sa tu.
How much more?
O čo viac?
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 Much more.
O čo viac?
If you think, oh, if anyone would give me a laptop, that would be so good.
Ak si povieš, keby mi tak niekto dal laptop, to by bolo tak dobre.
Okay, what is then much more?
Tak potom, čo je o mnoho viac?
Hello.
Hello.
What is much more?
Čo je o mnoho viac?
Two laptops?
Dva laptopy?
Yeah.
Áno?
That is much more.
To je o mnoho viac?
At least it's double.
Aspoň je to zdvojnásobené.
Okay?
Okay.
What is much more?
Čo je ešte o mnoho viac?
Software.
Software.
What is much more?
Čo je ešte o mnoho viac?
A laptop case.
Kufriku laptopu.
Kufri laptopy. Yeah. What is much more?
Čo je ešte viac?
Yeah. An office.
Kancelária.
With stationary computers.
S počítačmi, ktoré sú tam normálne zapojené už.
Network.
Celá sieť.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you think, okay, you ask for a bicycle.
Myslíš si, že ak prosíš o bicykel,
but what you receive is the air pump.
Ale keď dostaneš iba pumpu.
So you say, oh, thank you, Lord.
Povieš, vďaka ti, Bože.
Almost close.
Takmer sa to stalo.
I'm very grateful.
Som veľmi vďačný.
It's a good beginning.
Dobrý začiatok.
It's not exactly what you prayed for.
To nie je presne to, za čo si sa modlil.
Listen.
Počúvajte.
Jesus is telling us a parable.
Ježiš nám tu hovorí podobenstvo.
That is really not a parable.
Ktoré celkom ani nevyzerá ako podobenstvo.
He's telling us a lesson.
On nás tu učí lekciu.
Real life.
Ozajstný život.
Real issues.
Úplne bežné záležitosti.
Reality.
Bežná realita.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he keeps it simple.
On to necháva jednoduché.
He says if you pray for something you will have it.
On hovorí, ak sa za niečo modlíš, tak to dostaneš.
He says how much more?
Hovorí, o čo viac?
Will your father who is in heaven,
bude váš otec, ktorý je v nebesiach,
give good things to those who ask him.
Dá dobré veci tým, ktorí ho prosia.
Can it be more clear?
Môže to byť ešte jasnejšie?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Dovolte, aby som sa vás opýtal toto.
Do you think that this is true?
Myslíte si, že toto je pravda?
You don't dare to say anything else.
Niektorí sa neodvážujete nič povedať. Nič iné povedať.
Okay, is this the word of God?
Je to Božie slovo?
Is this the words of Jesus?
Sú to slová Ježiša?
Do you think that Jesus would say something just to encourage us, but it's not true?
Myslíte si, že Ježiš by nám iba niečo povedal, aby nás povzbudil, ale pritom by to nebola pravda?
So that we would fool ourselves,
aby sme klamali sami seba.
Fool everybody else.
A klamali potom druhých.
So that we would have a religious activity called prayer,
aby sme mali nejaké náboženské aktivity, ktoré sa nazývajú modlitba.
But nothing happens when you do it.
Ale nič by sa nestalo, keď to budeme robiť.
It's just for you to spend some minutes, you know, hours.
To len pre teba, aby si nejako dokázal tráviť nejaké minúty alebo hodiny.
You don't have anything else to do.
Už nemáš proste nič iné na práci.
You will not least sin.
Aspoň nebudeš hrešiť pri tom.
But nothing happens.
Ale nič sa nestane.
So?
Takže?
We believe that this is the word of God.
My veríme, že toto je Božie slovo.
We believe that this is the words of Jesus.
My veríme, že to sú slová Ježiša.
We believe that this is honestly a teaching from Jesus.
Veríme, že toto je úprimné vyučovanie Ježiša.
And that he means what he says.
A to znamená, že on myslí
and
to, čo
he
mieni.
Says what he means.
A hovorí to, čo mieni.
And therefore we can believe it.
A preto tomu môžeme veriť.
And he says, ask and it shall be given.
A hovorí, proste a bude vám dané.
Ask and it shall be given.
Proste a bude vám dané.
Period.
Bodka.
Seek and you will find.
Hľadajte a nájdete.
Bodka.
Bodka.
Now, then you should say period. Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
If you knock,
ak budete klopať,
it shall be opened.
Otvorí sa vám.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's go to Book of Revelation chapter 3.
Poďte do knihy Zjavenia 3. kapitoly.
Are you getting something out of this?
Máte niečo z tohoto?
Okay, verse 20.
3:20.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Hľa, stojím pri dveriach a klepem.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
Keby niekto počul môj hlas a otvoril by dvere, vojdem k nemu a budem večerať s ním a on so mnou.
Okay, now, whose door is it?
Koho dvere sú to?
That Jesus is knocking on.
Na ktoré Ježíš klope.
Okay, so it's mine heart. It's the door of my heart.
Moje srdce, sú to dvere môjho srdca.
So, what does he do?
Takže čo robí?
He knocks at it.
On na ne klope.
Right?
Je to tak?
But then he says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door.
Ale potom takisto hovorí, keď niekto počuje môj hlas a otvorí tie dvere.
So the knocking,
takže to klopanie,
is not knocking on your physical heart.
To nie je klopanie na tvoje fyzické srdce.
If he did, you would be full of fear.
Ak by to bolo, to by si bol doporiadne z toho vystrašený.
You would think that you have a rhythm, something wrong with the rhythm here.
Myslel by si, no tak môj rytmus mojho srdca zrazu je porušený.
So, he says, if anyone hears my voice.
Takže on to hovorí, keď niekto počuje môj hlas.
And opens up.
A otvorí.
Okay?
Okay.
So, the knocking is the voice of Jesus.
Takže to klopanie, to je hlas Ježiša.
Where he says,
keď hovorí,
Martin,
Martin,
are you home?
Si doma?
We have a saying in Sweden, yeah, the light is on, but no one is home.
Máme jedno porekadlo vo Švédsku, svieti svetlo, ale nikto nie je doma.
It's like when a person, you know, sometimes a hu hu.
Ako keď niekomu sa tak zrazu rozjasní. keď niekto je taký zadubený.
Okay. So Jesus is Martin.
Takže Ježiš hovorí: Martin,
if anyone hears,
ak niekto počuje
my voice,
počul môj hlas,
and react back to us, yes Lord,
a teraz povie, áno pane,
and I open up for you, Jesus.
Otváram ti,
Pane. I mean, the first time a person is saved, they open up for Jesus.
V podstate prvýkrát, keď človek je zachránený, tak on sa otvára pre Ježiša.
Like yesterday.
Ako včera.
8 people.
8 ľudí.
Open up the door.
Otvorili dvere svojho srdca.
And Jesus went in immediately.
A Ježiš okamžite vošiel. Hallelujah.
Zacchaeus was up in a tree.
Zacheus bol hore na strome.
He was so short. He couldn't see anything.
On si bol tak istý, on bol taký malý, že nedokázal nič vidieť.
So he thought, I climb up in the tree.
Tak si povedal, pôjdem hore na strom.
So I can see him.
Aby som ho mohol vidieť.
And then Jesus is coming.
A potom Ježiš prichádza.
He receives a word of knowledge.
Dostáva slova poznania.
God said, my son.
Boh mu povedal,
yes,
môj synu.
There's a man up in the tree.
Tam hore je jeden človek.
His name is Zacchaeus.
Volá sa Zacheus.
Now invite yourself to dinner.
Pozvi sa k nemu na večeru.
Okay, Lord. Okay, Father.
Okay, Oče.
So he came to the tree.
Takže prišiel ku tomu stromu.
Zacchaeus.
A povedal Zacheus.
Oh, he knows my name.
Oh, on pozná moje meno.
So you looked out.
Pozrel dole.
Yes.
Áno.
I have to dine with you tonight.
Dnes večer musím s tebou večerať.
Have you read the Bible?
Čítali ste Bibliu?
Jesus invites himself.
Ježiš sa sám pozval.
Comes to the door. Knocks.
Prichádza na tie dvere a klope.
And he says, he will dine with you.
A hovorí, budem večerať s ním.
Where is he?
Kde on je?
He's in your place.
On je na tvojom mieste.
You have to fix the food.
Ty musíš zabezpečiť to jedlo.
So he said, Zacchaeus, come down.
Takže hovorí, Zacchaeus, idi dole.
I will dine with you tonight.
Dnes večer musím s tebou večerať.
Do you know what he's saying?
Vieš, čo hovorí?
Immediately he says.
Okamžite povedal.
Oh my, if I fooled anyone, I will give back half of what I own.
Zacheus povedal, ak som niekoho oklamal, okradol, tak vrátim to štvornásobne.
If I cheated anyone, I give them 5 times back.
Ak som niekoho oklamal, tak tomu štvornásobne vrátim.
All because of a dinner invitation.
Všetko sa to stalo kvôli tomu, že prijal pozvanie na večeru.
And people knew that he was the mafia boss in town.
A ľudia vedeli, ho poznali, že to je mafián toho mesta.
So everybody started to murmuring.
Takže každý si začal hundrať.
But he says, ought this man not, you know, salvation has come to his house.
Ale veď spasenie sa dostalo pre tohto človeka, prišlo do jeho domu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
So, who is standing outside your heart?
Takže kto stojí blízko tvojho srdca?
Knocking with the voice.
Kto klope tým, že hovorí k tebe svojím hlasom?
It's Jesus.
Je to Ježiš.
He wants to come in and save you.
On chce prísť k tebe donútra, aby ťa zachránil.
Of course.
Samozrejme.
But now, if we go back to Matthew 7 now.
A teraz keď sa naspäť vrátime do Matúša 7.
It says, those who knock.
A tam sa hovorí, tí, ktorí klopú,
it will be open for them.
Bude im otvorené.
Where do you go knocking?
Kde chodíš, aby si klopal?
You go to Father God.
Prídeš k Bohu Otcovi.
You knock at his heart.
Ty klopeš na jeho srdce.
And he will open up.
A on ho otvorí.
That's what he said.
To je to, čo sa tam hovorí.
You knock.
Ty budeš klopať.
And it will be open.
A bude ti otvorené.
When you pray,
keď ty sa modlíš,
because he just recently said,
on pred chvíľou povedal,
how much more?
O čo viac?
How much more?
O čo viac?
How much more?
O čo viac?
Will not the Father in heaven give good things?
Dá Otec v nebesiach dobré veci.
So whose heart are you knocking on?
Teraz ty, kto komu klope na dvere?
The Father's heart.
Ty klopeš na Otcove dvere.
And he has already promised that he will open up.
A on ti práve dal zasľúbenie, že ti otvorí.
I thought this was a good message. A
ja som si myslel, že toto je dobré posolstvo, šťastné posolstvo.
Is this a good message?
Je to dobré posolstvo?
Does it say anything about the person?
Hovorí sa tu niečo špeciálne o tej osobe?
Does it say anything about the person?
Hovorí sa tam niečo špeciálne o tej osobe?
We have to investigate that.
Musíme sa tam znova dostať.
Matthew 7 again.
Matúš 7.
It says in verse 8.
Hovorí sa vo verši 8.
We go immediately to the explanation.
Ideme priamo do vysvetlenia.
Okay?
Okay?
Because it says for everyone who asks.
Hovorí sa, lebo každý, kto prosí.
Everyone who seeks.
Každý, kto hľadá.
To him who knocks, it will be open.
A tomu, komu kto klepe, sa otvorí.
Does it say anything about the person?
Hovorí sa tam niečo špeciálne o tej osobe?
Does it say anything about gender?
Hovorí sa tam niečo o nejakých špeciálnych podmienkach?
Does it say if they are young or old?
Hovorí sa tam, že musí byť nejaký mladý alebo starý?
Fat or thin?
Tlstý alebo chudý?
Skin type?
Dobre oholený?
Blond, brunette?
Blondín alebo s hnedými vlasmi?
Does it say anything about tall, short?
Hovorí sa tam niečo o nejakej výške a tak ďalej?
Can run 100 meters under 11 seconds?
To je len pre toho, kto dokáže stovku zabežať pod 11 sekúnd.
Can do the high jump, you know, 2 meters?
Alebo dokáže preskočiť 2 metre?
Only those.
Len tí.
Under 100 meters in 11 seconds.
Ktorí dokážu zabehnúť stovku pod 11.
And so forth. No.
A tak ďalej. Nie.
This is everybody's included.
To zahrňuje každého.
Tell your neighbor, you're included.
Poobráť sa k tomu, kto je vedľa teba a povedz mu, to zahrňuje aj teba.
Yeah.
Áno.
Áno, 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 áno.
Áno, áno, áno.
There is not áno and nie in Jesus.
Nie je tam v Ježišovi áno aj nie.
There's no such thing.
Nie je taká vec.
2 Corinthians chapter 1 says.
2. Korinťanom 1. kapitola.
All the promises are yes and amen.
Všetky jeho zasľúbenia sú áno a amen.
Paul says Silas, none of us came and preached that Jesus is yes and no.
Hovorí sa tam, že ja, Pavol a Silas neprišli sme kázať Ježiša, ktorý by bol áno a nie.
It's just yes in him.
Je to len áno v ňom.
Before you ask,
predtým než ty prosíš,
it's yes.
Je tam už áno.
When you think of I wonder if God would like to give me.
No, neviem, či Bohu sa bude ľúbiť, aby mi dal toto.
He says yes.
A on už hovorí áno.
Amen.
Amen.
What does amen mean?
Čo znamená to slovo amen?
It means let it be so.
To znamená nech sa tak stane.
So first God is saying yes and then God is saying let it be so.
Takže najskôr Boh hovorí áno a potom povie ešte k tomu nech sa tak stane.
So yes, oh Lord, I would like to have. Yes!
Oh, Pane, aby som mal rád. Áno.
Amen.
Amen.
So yes, oh, yes! Amen.
Áno, amen.
Isn't it so?
Nie je to tak?
In Matthew 6, he says that the Father knows what you have need of before you ask.
Matúšovi 6 sa hovorí, že Otec vie, čo by si potreboval ešte predtým, než sa modlíš.
But you know how we are as parents sometimes.
Ale viete, akí sme my niekedy ako rodičia?
No.
Nie?
No.
Nie.
No ice cream?
Nie, nie, zmrzlina nie.
Not at least before dinner.
Nie, určite nie pred večerou.
So sometimes we think that having a prayer answer is like having ice cream before dinner.
Takže niekedy si myslíme, že aby nám Boh zodpovedal na modlitby, to je ako tá zmrzlina pred večerou.
Have you had any relative, you know, when you were a kid?
Mal si nejakého príbuzného, keď si bol ešte dieťa?
There was the your daddy's brother or your mother's aunt or somebody.
Nejaký brat tvojho otca alebo nejaká teta.
And always when they came, they have candy.
A zrazu len ťa uvideli, dali ti cukríky.
Or they did fun things.
Alebo nejaké také
strandičky robili
pre teba.
And they say, oh, it's fun for the kids, you know.
A rodičia zrazu boli z toho zhrození, ale ten človek sa ohradil, to je v poriadku, to je pre detičky.
Have you had such a relative?
Mali ste takého príbuzného?
Yeah, you can relate to this.
A môžeš si to dokázať predstaviť.
God is like that relative.
A Boh je ako keby takýto príbuzný.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
We had a car and, you know, an old Golf.
My mali sme auto takého starého Golfa.
And you know, we drove and drove and drove and drove.
Jazdili sme.
Finally we needed a new car.
A nakoniec sme už potrebovali nové auto.
I'm not so good at cars.
Ja som neni príliš, nevyznám sa až tak
v autách. I'm better at other things.
Som lepší v iných veciach.
So I told God, God,
takže som povedal Bohu, Bože,
you have to place it right before me.
Ty to musíš predo mňa nejako predostrieť.
And tell me this is the one.
A povedať mi, toto je to auto.
Otherwise, you know, I can buy a piece of junk.
Inak by som mohol kúpiť niečo starú haraburdu.
Yeah. We don't need any haraburdu.
Nepotrebujeme žiadnu haraburdu.
No. We don't need that.
To naozaj nepotrebujeme.
We need a good one.
Potrebujeme niečo dobré.
Okay. Okay. So okay. That's exactly what God did.
Takže to je presne čo Boh urobil.
He places right before me.
Úplne to priamo predo mňa dal.
And told me, this is the one.
A povedal, toto je ono.
So I bought it of a friend.
Takže od jedného priateľa som kúpil.
And it was kind of, you know, maybe 65% of the market price.
A bolo to asi za 65% trhovú cenu.
It's a good car.
To bolo dobré auto.
BMW.
BMW.
520.
520.
A black one.
Čierne.
So we drove with that one.
Takže sme jazdili
s tým. And drove.
Jazdili.
And then one day,
a potom ako som išiel do Uppsaly.
And I tried to visit a pastor's colleague.
Chcel som navštíviť jedného kolegu pastora.
But he wasn't there.
Ale nebol tam.
So I backed the car.
Takže som sa vrátil.
I was going away.
A vracal som sa späť.
But I didn't see that lamp post.
Ale nevidel som semafor.
So
aha, nejaký stĺp.
So I slammed the right side of the car right into the lamp post.
Takže som priamo nabúral do jedného stĺpu.
The fog light was hanging in the wire.
Hmlovka sa len tak kýmácala.
And the side was just smashed, you know.
A celé proste nabúral.
So I had to put it out.
Takže som ho potreboval vytiahnuť.
I took away the fog light. So I drove.
Takže som išiel.
And I told God, I need a new car.
Bohu, potrebujem nové auto.
Do you have another story than I have? Seems to me that he has a better story than I have. Okay. You talking about your car? I tell you, the Holy Spirit is here.
Povej vám, že Duch Svätý tu je.
Is he over you? Maybe you need a new car. Your wipers were very funny yesterday. Of the windshield. They were Does anybody want some joy?
Chce niekto nejakú radosť?
Come forward right now.
Poďte dopredu.
All right.
Okay.
So God gave me a new car.
Takže Boh mi dal nové auto.
A much newer BMW.
O mnoho lepšie ako to BMW.
A blue one.
Dokonca modré.
Fine.
Krásne.
Why? Because I asked for
prečo?
A car.
Lebo som prosil o auto.
And he didn't give me a bicycle.
A on mi nedal bicykel.
I asked for a car.
Ja som ho prosil za auto.
So he gave me a car.
Takže mi dal auto.
I remember when my wife, she asked for a car.
Pamätám si, že keď moja manželka prosila o auto.
She mentioned the color.
Ona zmienila farbu.
The type of car.
Typ auta
and so forth.
A tak ďalej.
And then she told some other Christians that yeah, you know, I prayed for a car.
A potom povedala niekoľkým ďalším kresťanom, modlil som sa za auto.
And they came after her.
A oni išli za ňou.
You cannot pray for a car.
Nemôže sa takto modliť za auto.
God doesn't answer those kind
Boh
of prayers.
Boh takto neodpovedá na modlitby.
You cannot pray like that.
Nemodli sa takto.
I said, it's too late, she said.
Ona povedala, už je príliš neskoro.
I've already received the car.
Ja už som aj prijala auto.
Yeah.
Haleluja.
This is what we need to know.
Toto je to, čo potrebujeme vedieť.
About God.
O Bohu.
Have you prayed for a car?
Modlil si sa za auto?
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Does somebody have a car to give him?
Je niekto, kto môže darovať auto jemu?
How much more?
O čo viac?
Will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
Dá nebeský Otec dobré veci tým, ktorí ho prosia.
Now.
Teraz.
Look at next verse.
Pozri sa do ďalšieho verša.
It says therefore.
Preto.
Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
Všetko teda, čokoľvek by ste chceli, aby vám ľudia činili, to aj vy im činte, lebo to je zákon aj proroci.
I knew it.
Ja to viem.
I knew it.
Ja to viem. Ja som to vedel.
It was something that I had to do.
To je niečo, čo som mal urobiť.
Yeah, exactly.
Áno, presne tak.
Here he talks about how prayer answers are released on the face of the earth.
Tuto sa hovorí, ako sú modlitebné prosby zodpovedané na zemi.
Because this is the same principle as sowing and reaping.
Pretože toto je ten istý princíp ako sejba a žatva.
Do you know that we have given away three cars?
Viete o tom, že my sme tri autá darovali?
Try that.
Vyskúšaj to.
Whatever you want, you have to give away.
Čokoľvek chceš, ty sa musíš toho najskôr zbaviť.
You have to sow in order for reaping.
Musíš to zasiať, aby si to mohol zožať. Haleluja.
Listen.
Počúvajte.
Wherever I go,
kdekoľvek idem,
I've just taken it out in faith.
Tak to jednoducho beriem vierou,
that I shall win kids.
Že
win kids. Yeah, I just win them. No.
Aha, chcem získať na svoju stranu deti.
Why?
Prečo?
Because I'm interested in them.
Pretože sa zaujímam o ne.
If you show them that you're really interested in them.
Ak deti cítia, že sa o ne zaujímaš,
they stay with you.
Tak potom sú spolu s tebou.
They want your fellowship.
Chcú s tebou mať spoločenstvo.
Because here's someone that interested in me.
Lebo si hovoria, tu je niekto, kto sa o mňa zaujíma.
I know every kid's name in my church.
Ja poznám mená všetkých detí v mojom zbore.
One day,
jedného dňa,
the mother of a son, the son said to her,
matka jedného syna, syn jej povedal,
said, mama,
povedal mama,
we have a good pastor.
Máme dobrého pastora.
He's 8 years old.
On mal 8 rokov, keď
so to povedal. So oh, well, why do you say that?
Mama si hovorí, prečo to hovoríš? Prečo tak myslíš?
He knows my name.
On pozná moje meno.
That made me a good pastor.
A to spôsobilo, že som sa stal pre ňoho dobrý pastor.
Today he asked me if I'd cut my hair.
Nedávno sa ma pýtal, či mu ostrihám vlasy.
So because you know, oh, have you cut your hair?
Mám ostrihať
vlasy? I just asked the boy.
Ja som sa pýtal, fakt mám ostrihať tvoje vlasy?
So I said, wow, you look really good.
Lebo vyzeráš naozaj dobre.
And the boy grew.
A ten chlapec zrazu ešte tak povstal.
Because somebody saw him.
Niekto si ho všimol.
Somebody confirmed him.
Niekto ho utešil.
Somebody encouraged him.
Niekto ho povzbudil.
Somebody made a good remark.
Niekto o ňom zmienil dobrú poznámku.
Because words.
Pretože slova
have such an impact.
Majú taký veľký vplyv.
On kids.
Na deti.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's how simple it is.
Takto jednoduché to je.
You know what God is saying about you?
Vieš, čo Boh hovorí o tebe?
If you hesitate, you don't know.
Ak budeš tomu somu brániť, tak to nebudeš vedieť. Ak váhaš, tak nevieš.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to know that God is speaking well about you.
Musíš si byť istý, že Boh hovorí dobre o tebe.
You need to know that he has only good gifts to give you.
Musíš pochopiť tomu, že on má len dobré dary, ktoré ti chce dať.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to know that God is a good God.
Musíš si byť istý, že Boh je dobrý Boh.
And that he keeps it very simple.
A potrebuješ to udržať veľmi jednoduché.
If you pray for something,
keď sa modlíš za niečo,
he will give it to you.
On ti to dá.
But you have to spend time with what he is saying.
Ale musíš stráviť čas s tým, čo hovorí.
Because this is what he uses.
Pretože to je to, čo on používa.
To talk to you.
Aby hovoril k tebe.
When he knocks at your heart.
Keď on klope na dvere tvojho srdca.
He comes with this.
On prichádza s Bibliou.
Amen.
Amen.
When you come and knock at his heart.
A keď ty prichádzaš a klopeš na jeho srdce.
He will open.
On ho otvorí.
Why?
Prečo?
Because you speak his word.
Pretože hovoríš jeho slova.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we all stand up?
Poďme všetci spolu povstať.
Praise God.
Sláva Bohu.
Praise God.
Sláva Bohu.
Thank you Jesus.
Ďaká ti Ježišu.
Thank you Jesus.
Ďaká ti Ježišu.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, would healing be a good gift?
Healing.
Healing.
Bolo by uzdravenie dobrým darom? Dobrou vecou?
Would that be a good gift from the Father?
Bolo by to dobrý dar od nebeského Otca?
If the Father knows what you have need of,
ak by Otec vedel, akú máš potrebu,
and he says yes and amen,
a povedal by áno a amen,
I don't think that healing is a problem for him.
Nemyslím si, že uzdravenie by bol pre neho problém.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, if you're sick,
takže ak si chorý,
and would like to have prayer today,
rád by som sa za teba modlil.
We're going to pray for you.
Budeme sa modliť za teba.
And we pray in faith.
Budeme sa modliť vo viere.
Ask and it shall be given.
Pretože hovorí slovo, proste a bude vám dané.
If you seek healing, you will find healing.
Ak hľadáš uzdravenie, dostaneš uzdravenie.
If you by your voice,
ak budeš hovoriť svojím hlasom,
knock at the Father's heart,
budeš takto klopať na Otcové srdce,
then he will open up.
Potom on ho otvorí.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, just come. If you want prayer, just come forward.
Ak potrebuješ modlitbu, príď prosím dopredu.
If you're sick in your body and you want to have prayer.
Ak si chorý vo svojom tele a potrebuješ modlitbu, príďte.
Just come.
Len príďte.
And we'll pray for you.
A budeme sa za teba modliť.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
Because hallelujah. You're not coming to your funeral now.
Neprichádzaš teraz na svoj pohreb.
You're coming to your father.
Prichádzaš ku svojmu otcovi.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the anointing is here.
Pomazanie je tu.
The anointing to be healed is here.
Pomazanie na uzdravenie je tu.
Amen.
Amen.
I cannot heal anyone.
Ja nedokážem uzdraviť nikoho.
I cannot cure a half a cold.
Ja nedokážem uzdraviť ani polovicu nádchy.
But God can heal anything.
Ale Boh dokáže uzdraviť čokoľvek.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Sláva, sláva.
The Holy Spirit is upon you.
Duch Svätý je na tebe.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Be healed. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name, in the name. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. You be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes. Be healed right now. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, there it is. There
ano,
it is.
Tuto prichádza.
Be healed. Yes, 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 yes,
ano,
yes,
ano,
yes,
ano.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Slava
praise
Bohu.
God. In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The anointing
Pomazanie.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Ducha Svätého.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Slava Bohu.
Praise God.
Slava Bohu.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ano.
Yes.
Ano.
Yeah, more.
Ešte viac.
More.
Viac.
More.
Viac.
The Holy Spirit.
Viac Ducha Svätého.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you Jesus.
Ďakujem ti Ježiš.
Thank you Jesus.
Ďakujem ti.
Amen. More.
Viac.
More.
Viac.
More.
Viac.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Drink of the Holy Spirit.
Pí od Ducha Svätého.
Oh, drink it in.
Pí.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There it is. There it is.
Tu je to.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ďakujem.
Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Moc Ducha Svätého.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Buď uzdravená mene Ježiš.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Buď uzdravená mene Ježiš.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, ďakujem.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Ďakujem.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďaká ti, Ježišu.
Halleluja, halleluja, halleluja.
Halleluja.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. There it is. There it is. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. There it is. There it is. Take it. Take it. Take it. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. There it is. Power of the Holy Spirit.
Moc Ducha Svätého.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Moc Ducha Svätého.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Moc Ducha Svätého.
Beštile bachoria sakada. In the name of Jesus, be healed.
Ježíša Krista, buď
uzdravená. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Buď uzdravená.
Yes, 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 yes.
Áno.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Buď uzdravená mene Ježíša.
Be healed in the name.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes,
ano.
Yes, yes, yes. Be healed in the name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, 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 yes.
Ano.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The power of the... Yes. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Shinanan lande.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
In the name.
In the name. Oh,
in the name of Jesus.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Be healed in the
name
of Jesus.
Oh, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the power of the Holy Ghost.
Moc Ducha Svätého.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Moc Ducha Svätého.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Buď uzdravená.
Be healed right now.
Buď uzdravená práve teraz.
Yes.
Buď uzdravená práve teraz.
In the name of Jesus.
V mene Ježíša.
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 Amen. It's the shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you right now.
In
the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
Duch Svätý.
The Holy Spirit.
Duch Svätý.
The Holy Spirit.
Duch Svätý.
In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježíš.
The name of Jesus.
Mene Ježíš.
In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježíš.
The name of Jesus.
Mene Ježíš.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježíš.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Ďaká ti, Pane.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name
Ďaká
of
ti,
Jesus.
Pane.
Yes.
Mene Ježiš.
In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiš.
The name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiš.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, yes. Touch him, Lord.
Dotkni sa ho, Pane.
Touch her in the
Dotkni
name of
sa,
Jesus.
Mene Ježiš.
Thank you, Lord.
Ďaká ti, Pane.
Thank you, Lord, for your power.
Ďaká ti, Pane,
in the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiš.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Oh, the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, yes.
Moc Ducha Svätého.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Sláva Bohu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďaká ti, Ježiš.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďaká ti, Ježiš.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďaká ti, Ježiš.
Shilalala machalia tapraste kerekashiri. Oh, remethembre este Hallelujah. The Lord is saying to you,
Pán ti hovorí,
you shall lay hands on the sick,
máš klás ruky na chorých,
and they shall recover.
A oni sa uzdravia.
You shall deliver people
môžeš vyslobodzovať ľudí
from evil spirits.
Od zlých duchov.
Just trust in me,
len mi dôveruj,
and I will work through you,
a ja budem pracovať skrze teba,
because the Lord loves you,
pretože Pán ťa miluje.
The Lord loves you,
Pán ťa miluje.
Mene Ježiša. Be healed right now.
Bude uzdravená práve teraz. Mene Ježiša.
In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiša.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ďaká ti, Ježiš.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďaká ti, Ježiš.
In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiša.
Hallelujah for the power of the Holy Ghost. Rebo sukufrakatakatak. Hallelujah. We pray for those. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the spirit of cancer will leave in the name of
Ďakujeme
Jesus.
Ti, že ten duch rakoviny odchádza.
Thank you, Lord.
Ježiša.
We speak life.
My hovoríme život,
health, and
zdravie
strength.
A silu.
In Jesus' name.
Mene Ježiša.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit,
ďakujem ti, Duchu
Svätý, that you touch my sister
že
right
sa
now.
Mojej sestry
in the name
teraz.
Of Jesus Christ.
Mene Ježiša Krista.
Thank you, Lord, for the power of
ďakujem
the Holy Spirit.
Pane, za moc Ducha Svätý.
Be healed in Jesus'
Buď
name.
Uzdravená, mene Ježiša.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Ježiša.
Pray for my brother.
Modlím sa
thank you, Lord,
brata.
That you heal him right now.
Modlím sa, aby si ho
in
uzdravil
Jesus
práve
teraz.
Name. Mocno, mene Ježiša.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Mocno, mene Ježiša.
Thank you, Lord, that you touch him
ďakujem
right now.
Ďakujem ti, Pane, že sa ho dotýkaš
in
práve teraz. Mene Ježiša.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
Glory be to God.
Sláva buď Bohu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So remember.
Takže pamätaj.
God is a good God.
Boh je dobrý Boh.
Number two.
Po druhé.
He listens to your prayer.
On počúva na tvoje modlitby.
Number three.
Po tretie.
He answers your prayer.
On zodpovedá na tvoje modlitby.
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Buďte požehnaní. Oče. Halleluja. Poďme sa postaviť ešte, milovaní. Ja viem, že už čas pokročil, ale poďme sa postaviť a zdvihneme ruky k Bohu. Poďme poďakovať. Mnohí z vás ste boli vpredu. Ja by som chcel, aby si svoju vieru vyjadril teraz vďačnosťou. Biblia hovorí, že máme oznamovať svoje žiadosti Bohu s ďakovaním. Halleluja. Ďakovanie je vyjadrenie viery. Takže bez hľadu na to, či cítiš